When a disgraceful fortune in men's eyes, I alone beweep my augustine.
I believe in a lifetime of learning and study. I have various education apps, including advanced games of chess and other strategy games, word building, digital flashcards, audiobooks, and Amazon Kindle books, which are numbering in the hundreds, as many of them are under a dollar. I am blessed to have the most incredible parents of all time. My father, look him up, without a doubt, is the most excellent hand specialist working in Phoenix today. He is the master doctor for master doctors, having treated so many patients over the years that number could be popular in a mid-sized town, having done some types of surgeries on the upper extremities than the times I have made my favorite types of soup, which is my favorite type of food. 9 a.m. Rock and I write another asterisk. Asterisk inbox, maxiskyfan@gmail.com. Paul Jason Ruggieri, a.k.a. Paolo J. Caruso asterisk. Asterisk John Caruso. Grandfather on mom's side. Paul Ruggieri maxiskyfan@gmail.com. Friday, July 19th, 2:26 p.m., 2 days ago. To Jill, Paul, Rebecca, Sarah, Carlos, Otto, Charles. Look. Once upon a time, in the picturesque Valley of the Sun, nestled in the heart of Paradise Valley, lived a man named Sebastian B. Ruggieri, a renowned hand surgeon whose skills were nothing short of miraculous. People from far and wide sought his expertise, his reputation was as vast as the Arizona skies. Sebastian's eldest son, Paul, grew up in the shadow of his father's brilliance. While he admired and supported his father's work, Paul couldn't help but feel sad that he wasn't as great a man as his father. Despite his feelings, Paul used his talents as a web developer to spread the word of his father's almost godlike abilities. One day, Paul marveled at a tale his father told of a man who had suffered a horrific accident, losing his entire arm at the shoulder. The story showcased Sebastian's vast wisdom, endless talent, and unwavering determination to help his patients. The man, grateful for the care he received, joked that he wouldn't be called Lefty anymore, as he would spend the rest of his days without a right arm. Paul's relationship with his father grew more complex as the years passed. While he was proud of his father's accomplishments, he also struggled with inadequacy. However, Paul never wavered in his support for his father, using his web development skills to showcase Sebastian's work to the world. One sunny afternoon, as Paul updated his father's website, he stumbled upon a heartwarming testimonial from a patient who had suffered a severe hand injury. The patient expressed his gratitude for Sebastian's care, stating that the surgeon's skill and compassion had forever changed his life. After reading the testimonial, Paul felt a surge of pride for his father. He realized that while he may not be a great surgeon like his father, he could still make a difference in his way. Paul's web development skills allowed him to share his father's incredible work with the world, bringing hope and healing to countless patients. In the end, Paul understood that greatness comes in many forms. While he may never be a world-renowned surgeon like his father, he could still use his talents to support and uplift those around him. Paul continued to work tirelessly, using his skills to shine a light on his father's incredible work, Sebastian B. Ruggieri, the brilliant surgeon who lived in the Valley of the Sun. Just because you don't see something does not mean it is not there. Or if you believe you are on the correct path, that doesn't mean you are. You and Dad and everyone in the family must understand I will be 52 in October, that means I will be 2 years over half a century. Dare I say there's a very small chance you can say something that I don't know, a book title I have never read, a show I have never watched or heard of, a person, place, or vegetable I haven't chopped, or food item I haven't studied in great detail. When I was in the hospital, Stephen was amazed in how vast my knowledge base was on movies. But the truth that I failed to see because I am broken, no perfect, which my brilliant fool father got wrong, I am not God, nor God's son, Jesus, as Jesus is perfect and I don't have the power of a non-person like the AI, Grok, and we now all have to face the real truth, AI is better, faster, and humanity is on its way, because, like my genius family running headfirst onto a brick, just keep in mind that I will not do that because it makes more sense to go under, over, or around a, yet some don't know what that know not what, how could they, of what they can't know because what can be doesn't make perfect, yet believe they have a 4-year degree, or a MD, at the end of their name.